You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Our warm temperatures and comfortable humidity continue today. We'll get into the 80s. We've been warming a little bit each day and each night, but boy, still very tolerable from a humidity standpoint, especially. So we've been cooling off at night. We reached the mid-80s today. It will drop into the mid to upper 70s at the beaches by late afternoon with the sea breeze. But the sea breeze will have a little harder time pushing inland today and even more so tomorrow thanks to offshore winds. So it'll be a little bit warmer, a little bit longer at our beaches too. And we're into the 80s yet again tomorrow on your Friday under partly sunny skies. Now, the sea breeze tomorrow may have just enough humidity to trigger an isolated shower or storm in the afternoon, but it would be very hit and miss, with likely only 10% of the area maybe getting any rain. But our rain chances will go up over the weekend. A slow-moving frontal system moving into the area. On Saturday, still a largely dry day, warm temperatures into the 80s. An afternoon shower or thunderstorm will be possible. Looks pretty widely scattered, but that rainfall coverage will increase Saturday night into Sunday, and most, if not all, of the area should manage some much-needed rain. Now, the amounts is still a little bit early. It doesn't look to be crazy from a rainfall standpoint as far as amounts go, but could average as much as a half inch to an inch, and that would be some much-needed rain with temperatures cooler than on Sunday with the cloud cover and in the 70s. So from a standpoint of if you want to be outside, enjoy nice spring weather, Saturday is your pick day of the weekend the way it looks. Sunday looks to be wetter and cooler, but by Monday, the system has already pushed off to the south and east. We break out into sunshine again and mild temperatures, but there will be another front not too far behind for the middle of next week that offers up another opportunity for some at least much needed rain. And in the Burrish blog, I've updated the latest Burrish blog and something that I can't wait for. 3 years to the next great American solar eclipse. 3 years from today. Now, the last one that was just tremendous and spanned the entire U.S. from west to east, with a narrow band of totality cutting through the Carolinas, which is where I was with my daughter and reporting live on WOKV and Action News Jax as well. We, CBS 47 and Fox 30, that one had about 90%+ of the sun obscured here in Jacksonville. The one in 3 years will only have about 64% of the sun covered, so it won't be a big deal in Jacksonville. You won't really notice it from a daylight perspective. You certainly will be able to see it, though, with, of course, the proper eyewear. Solar glasses will be the best thing to have. But there will be totality from Texas all the way up through the Ohio Valley to upper New York State to northern Maine. And you can bet your bottom dollar I will be somewhere along that path. I'm kind of honing in on Texas at this point. Climatologically, it would be the sunniest area during the first 10 days or so of April. So that's 3 years from now. There's more on that in the Burrish blog at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com, as well as Wildfire Awareness Week, which is all week long, the chilly start to our April, and the National Hurricane Center, some of its updated advisories, plans, and products as we go through the hurricane season, which is now less than 2 months away, believe it or not, the official start of the hurricane season on June 1st. That's again the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.